could take an eternity, yours is driving the thing that is me. Funny thing is that they ain't gonna repeat. You gon' get yours while I'm doing me. You gon' get yours while I'm doing me.
Hey, John,
and say you need me, baby. Thought they had me in a deep sleep, baby. I'm still scorching hot in these streets, baby. Pull up, play back, beep, beep, baby. And my dick came with the east seats, baby. See through shirt, I get a sneak peek, baby.
Blow on me just like some green tea, baby. But you forgot how I feel. Shot down, popping a pill, going a drill, looking for someone to kill. White kids listen to you, cause they feel some guilt, and that's how your soul gets fulfilled. Handing out turkeys on camera inside of your hood, then you go back to the hills. How many houses you build? How many souls did you heal off the back of your deal? Difference between niggas getting you out of your deal and letting you out of your deal. Damn, against your will, how many new names do you got on your wheel? Damn. How many more times is y'all gonna keep calling this off when it's still? Damn. How many more interviews y'all gonna do just to get ice to chill? Damn. They trying to cover it up like a quilt. Ryan go skirt on a boy like a kilt. Kept it 100 on paper like Will. Tricking it up on a pay and a bill. That's just how I do the sauce and the spill. These know how I pop it for real. These know how I pop it for real. In a week, must be 250 at least. Like the money just grew off a tree. Like the money just came in for free for real.
That is music coming through from Drake, and this one is called Janice STFU. And before that, we did get a remix to Chris Brown's No One Else coming through from producer Shushi. And we did get something from Jay Trigger with Ari, and it's called Nationality. And unfortunately, we get to come to the end of today's show. The time is 18:02. Thank you so much to each one of you for tuning in and for coming through to 97.7. My name is Tron Jabulani, and I'm always right here every day from 15 up until 18 hours. To get to come through tomorrow, it's a Thursday, and one of my favorite days to be here. It's a throwback edition, and of course we get to count down together to the FIFA World Cup 2026. But for now, you get to have a beautiful evening. Coming up right next, the 977 evening news. Bye bye. President Hage Geingob has declined to assent to the public gatherings bill and has referred it back to Parliament for reconsideration, citing concerns that parts of the proposed legislation are inconsistent with established judicial precedents and constitutional provisions. The Constitutional Court had set June 16, 2026 for a status conference in a petition challenging President Hage Geingob's eligibility to contest the 2026 general elections.
977 News.
Thank you for joining us. You are listening to the 977 Evening News with the news in detail. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifwea. President Hage Geingob has declined to assent to the public gatherings bill and has referred it back to Parliament for reconsideration, citing concerns that parts of the proposed legislation are inconsistent with established judicial precedents and constitutional provisions. According to a statement issued by State House, the President has exercised his constitutional authority under Article 66(1)(b) of the Constitution by returning the bill to Parliament on May 29, 2026, along with reservations explaining his decision not to sign it into law. State House says the President's concerns center on the need to ensure that any reforms governing public gatherings fully comply with the Constitution, particularly the fundamental rights and freedoms guaranteed under Part 3 of the Republican Constitution. While acknowledging what he described as positive aspects of the bill, President Hichilema has emphasized that legal reforms should strengthen Zambia's democracy and expand rather than restrict the freedoms enjoyed by citizens.
7-7 News.
In other news, the Constitutional Court has set June 16th, 2026 for a status conference in a petition challenging President Hakainde Hichilema's eligibility to contest the 2026 general election. The status conference will provide an opportunity for the parties to set timelines for the matter, exchange evidence, file any pre-hearing applications, and schedule the hearing date. The petition was filed by United Party for National Development UPND senior member Charles Longwe, who is challenging President Hichilema's eligibility on the grounds that the party did not hold a valid convention before his nomination on May 22, 2026. Longwe has cited Article 60 and 128 of the Constitution as well as Order 4, Rule 1 of the Constitutional Court rules in support of his petition. He filed the matter before the Constitutional Court on May 29, 2026. However, UPND Secretary General Batuke Menda has argued that the issues raised in the petition concerning the mandate of the current party leadership fall under the UPND Constitution rather than the Republican Constitution. Emenda contends that questions surrounding the mandate of the party leadership can only be resolved through an interpretation of the UPND Constitution and not Articles 52 and 60 of the National Constitution. The full bench of the Constitutional Court is expected to hear the petition on June 19, 2026.
977 News.
And in more news, the Zambian Civil Liberties Union has written to the Attorney General to request a meeting on the implementation of a court judgment to benefit the refugee community, which has been the organization's primary target. Zambian Civil Liberties Union Executive Director Isaac Mwanza says this follows the judgment of the Constitutional Court this year on acquisition of Zambian citizenship. Mwanza has highlighted that in that judgment, the court stated that children born within the territory or to a Zambian percentage are, by operation of the law, members of the national community. He emphasizes that the landmark judgment has to a large extent been a milestone in resolving the potential statelessness children born from refugee parents face. Mwanza notes that the judgment further recognized naturalization as a lawful means to acquire citizenship and integration of refugees into the Zambian polity. In other news, the Tonse Alliance Women's Movement has condemned what it describes as the harassment and intimidation of opposition leaders following a reported police operation at Protea Hotel in Chipata. Speaking in a statement released today, Tonse Alliance National Women's Chairperson Reverend Sylvia Nawa has expressed concern over reports that National Reconciliation Party for Unity and Prosperity presidential candidate Brian Mondobile and his running mate Makevi Zulu were removed from the hotel during a police operation. The women's movement says the incident raises concerns about political tolerance and the protection of constitutional rights ahead of the 2026 general elections. Reverend Nawa says Zambia's democracy depends on the ability of all political players to freely associate, move around the country, and participate in political activities without intimidation. She further argued that actions perceived to target opposition leaders could undermine public confidence in democratic institutions and negatively affect the country's democratic image. The Tonse Alliance Women's Movement has since called on the Zambia Police Service and other relevant authorities to act professionally, impartially, and in accordance with the Constitution and the laws of Zambia. The movement has also urged stakeholders to ensure equal treatment and protection for all candidates' participation in the 2026 elections. Meanwhile, authorities have not yet publicly responded to the allegations contained in a statement.
977 News.
And in other news, the Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZCSA, has stressed that food safety is non-negotiable in protecting the public from foodborne illnesses that can lead to long-term health problems and, in severe cases, death. In a Facebook post under its With Your Safety in Mind campaign, ZCSA says ensuring food safety minimizes risks of contamination from harmful germs, viruses, and poisonous chemicals. ZCSA emphasized that all food products must be stored in clean facilities that pose no risk of contamination or deterioration. The agency further underscored